the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. Producer Sherry is here too. And we would love this. If you could help us, we could use some help. I know you're like,
oh, here we go. Yeah, you left us wide open for that.
I know. Boy, I've been saying you guys need help for a long time, so on and so forth. No, really, like, how would you explain the show to somebody who's new? Because it takes a little bit for people to catch on. Look, for some people get it right off the bat, but how would you describe it? And that would actually be helpful for us to explain it to people so they can feel welcome faster. Mm-hmm. That's all.
So anyway, that's what we want, people to feel welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
The end goal here. So here's the phone number. It's 855-90 Brant, and it would just be a few seconds or whatever, but how would you explain the show to somebody who's new to it? 855-90-BRANT. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for helping us. It really is a help. Such a great question on our Facebook page. I had written something about forgiving people and loving your enemies and stuff like that, and it's a great, honest question. Like, yeah, Brant, totally. Yeah, you're right. Got it. How do I really do that? How? Like, what's the, how do I do that? Because, and a woman was describing her situation. She said, I'm just very passionate and I get very angry. And I agree with you in theory, but actually letting people off the hook, actually forgiving people, not being angry with them. How? And it took me a little bit. I'm like, hey, I'll get right back to you when I'm at a keyboard, because it's tough when you're on your phone to answer a question like that. But what I tried to tell her was, take that passion, that energy, invested in what you've done, because that's our deepest problem. Our deepest problem isn't what people have done to us. It's what we've done. It's the fact that we need forgiveness and the fact that God's done it. Like, he took all of his wrath, all of his energy, all of his anger out on the cross. And that's the basis for me forgiving people. If I wasn't a believer in Jesus, I don't know how I would do it. But I have to live in that. Like, I and you too, not just me, we have to live every day in the reality of what God has done for us. Otherwise, we don't have the resources to forgive people. It's not going to work long term. We'll just paper it over. But if we live there, that's the only way we can do it. Sherry just said something really brilliant off the air, which she tends to do on the air and off the air. But she said, without Jesus, it's just nonstop grievance. Mm-hmm. You just be nonstop offended, angry, and there's nowhere to put it, which is so true. I was thinking, it's not even just us getting offended, it's our people. Like, mm-hmm. It'll be me and my people, however I want to define that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday on the street with my neighbors, I don't see them all that much, but mm-hmm. I see them some. Mm-hmm. I got together with a couple the other day. I see one guy. Okay, so two families, including me, were out there, mm-hmm. and our street was a big mess. Mm-hmm. And so instantly somebody came with their car making a big noise and ramrodding their way down the street in between all of our cars. And we didn't recognize them.
Okay.
We were like, who do you think you are? And all of a sudden it was like, this is our block.
Right. Yes. Us against them.
Yeah. Us against them. Now, suddenly it didn't matter anything else except this is our block. You mm-hmm. live on the same block I do.
Yeah.
It could have been, they're on one side, I'm on the other, mm-hmm. but we will draw lines.
It's the inclination of the fallen human heart.
Yep, and we'll put people on the outside of those lines and we'll be angry at them.
Yes.
Unless we realize what God's done for us. Like, we put ourselves on the outside and he brought us in. He brought us inside. My name is Brant, and I just had a really exciting and informative thing to tell you about, but I'm not gonna. Because...
Why, Brant?
Because I've learned... Mm-hmm. People don't like this stuff, so stop it, Brant.
Oh.
And so I'm not going to give it to you. What I had here was Microsoft made a list of the most commonly confused words in the English language.
Okay.
Like, that people get wrong when they're writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I like telling people what they're doing wrong because I don't really have any outstanding grammatical issues.
Okay. Sure.
But people don't want to hear it, it turns out. So I'm not going
to. Well, people don't want it. They don't want to feel like you feel like you're grammatically superior. Mm-hmm. So is there a way to deliver this information without it?
No. There's no.
Well, thank you for identifying that. And let's move on.
That's the thing about having Asperger's syndrome is I just say it. It just. It's out there. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm good at grammar.
Okay.
Now, I have other glaring problems
in
life.
Can we celebrate how good you are without you telling us how bad we are? Is there any way to do that?
Not that I could see.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Like I don't know how to fix cars.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, can I put an apostrophe in the right place?
Well, I don't know what to do with that other than say congratulations and move on.
We're not going to do anything with it because nobody wants to.
Because nobody cares.
Everybody else is like, hey, I can fix your car. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I can put the apostrophe in the right place. Ooh, oh, yeah. Be quiet, not sir. Be quiet. All right. Fine. I was just kidding about that grammar thing. People are going to be like, ooh, he thinks he's big man.
No,
he
you do, right?
They people, do, what?
You think you're the big guy. You're the big grammar guy. That is what you think about yourself, isn't it?
I honestly don't.
Okay.
No.
Oh, come on.
A little. Okay. All right. I think I'm the big grammar guy.
Yeah. Own it. Own it, Brent.
I learned early on, not only does that strike out with, like, high school girls,
yeah,
nobody cares.
No,
like, ooh,
no,
grammar.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want to marry that
but
guy.
But guys don't like it either.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Being good at grammar is not... Mm-mm.
Your English teacher probably enjoyed it.
Yeah,
that's
I
it.
Suppose.
Yeah.
And, but I haven't seen her in a long time.
That's all right.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Mm-hmm. I thought being in Scholastic Bowl and being the captain of the team and being all conference, that's the thing in high school where you answer questions about
trivia questions,
math
right?
or history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody cares. Sorry. We are here in the Honesty Cafe, Terry and I and you. We love to ask people questions. Just got to be honest. No wrong answers, but... You know, it's nice to be a little vulnerable, be a little honest about that. We have toast and coffee going on and the little creamer things in the little bowl.
And tea, because I like tea.
And tea.
Yes.
By the way, the creamer that's not refrigerated, that just sits there.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what's in there. I really don't.
Like the fact, little, because it never goes bad.
Yeah. Like,
apparently.
What in the world? Some kind of cream. It can be at room temperature for weeks.
Do we have a question for the person sitting here in the booth
never
with
mind.
Us?
Okay, Ellie, the question is this. What character issue would you say, like, friends who know you most, and think about this. We'd love to get your take on this, not just Ellie's, but Ellie. What character trait people who know you most would say, she needs to work on that.
Oh, what would they say? The people that know me best, I think I am a little too direct. And you know what I'm learning is that truth without love doesn't do the job, you know? It's not about that. It's just about expressing or being that unique expression of Christ's love through us in grace rather than being so factual sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that would be the trait that I know people that know me would say. Everybody loves my hugs, but they would say, well, you know, think of hugging people when you tell them the truth.
Well, I've been there.
Yeah.
That's so good, though, because you're right. Like, if we tell the truth without love, that's for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just to make us feel better, and it's not really about anybody else at all. We need a sports song. I'm looking for a sports song.
Okay, I'm sure there's one there.
Captures sports. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Bam.
Okay. That does it.
Took me a little bit to find it, put us all in the sports mood. So, NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
They got their own brackets going. We got ours. Bracket of Awesomeness is happening right now. It's on our Facebook page. The first matchup is today. You just vote. First round matchup. Random awesome things that people have suggested.
Got a lot of calls on this.
Today's matchup is going to be a good one.
Okay.
Baby goats against LeBron.
LeBron James, the basketball player.
Yeah. He's awesome. He is. That guy can guard anybody. Like, he can guard the five. He can guard the one.
Mm-hmm.
He can, like...
Recently won a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went back to his hometown. We don't have to give you the LeBron story.
Yeah, you guys know. Now, the goats, you may have to...
Now, baby goats are... Come on. Come on.
Well, there's,
oh my goodness.
You're not giving me a list like you gave me for LeBron.
I don't have to.
Oh, it's self-evident.
Their resume goes without saying. So anyway, we'll see who advances. You decide what's more awesome. It's up to you. And it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Brant Hansen page. Okay. It's going to be incredible. LeBron, baby goats, I don't want to bias you. It's up to you. If you're new to the radio station and you're like, wow, this is kind of a different station. It is. We talk about stuff that few people, frankly, will be willing to talk about, but want to, like deep stuff that matters, like philosophy of life stuff. Like, why are we here? What's the point? And speaking of that, when it comes to philosophy of life, whenever you hear somebody's, well, I always say, you know, life is all about having fun, or life is all about this or that. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I want to make sure whatever that thing is that you're saying there, whatever I'm saying, stands up all the time and makes sense at a funeral. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds really dark or something. It's not. It's part of life, right? I mean, it's just, that's reality. And if my philosophy of life or something somebody's saying doesn't really make sense in that context, then it just doesn't make sense. Have you got something to say? If there is no God and it's all about squeeze as much, you know, life as you can out of life, well, but at a funeral, would that really bring anybody any peace? What if it was a child? What if it was a tragedy? Like, do you have anything to say? Does your philosophy of life bear up under duress? Because here's the other thing. It's, again, not to bring you down. It's just like, but that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Does it make sense then? And this is one of the things that's pointed me to God. As somebody who's skeptical in general about different things, like, I want to know, does he make sense in that context? I believe he does. I believe he's the only thing that does. You are listening right now to the only radio show with the guts to do this. That's right. We have awesome contests, but they're not like the other ones where they just give away some prize or something. An entire alien planet is in the balance right now.
This is also one of the only radio shows that doesn't have a budget for prizes. So it could be argued that the reason why we do these types of contests is because we can't give away things like the other radio shows. Because they're giving away cars, vacations.
An entire planet hangs in the balance. And we'll find out what happens now, everybody. This is way more entertaining. So much more hanging right now. Looking at a planet it could blow up is teeming with friendly alien life. You ready for this?
Yeah. No, hit it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
All right. If you get this wrong, planet blows up, you're responsible. It's all on you. Guilt for the rest of your life.
Off the pressure.
Okay. oddly enough, this question has to do, you know, baseball season's getting ready, and they're still doing NBA stuff. And so with that in mind, the question here is about sports. One sport dominates attendance records for all the top sports events every year. Like 17 of the top 20 attended sports events are all the same sport. What sport is it? NASCAR, NFL football, or baseball?
Top attendance.
The fate of a planet.
Oh,
okay. Didn't sound very confident.
Can the aliens see this all happening? The aliens know on the planet?
Yeah, and they know the answer, too, because it's showing on their screen.
Oh, okay, so wow.
They're gathered around in plazas looking at big screens.
Talk about pressure, so they know the answer.
They know, they're just hoping she says the right thing.
Okay, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to say baseball?
Nope, it's NASCAR.
Oh! What do you do?
I'm so sorry.
Hey, it was a good
guess.
Okay.
And A, at least they knew what the right answer was.
Hey, right.
That's just going to ruin my day now.
No, don't do that.
Don't give it a second thought. Plenty of planets out there. Sitting in the Honesty Cafe. By the way, you got an answer for this? We'd love to hear it. The question is about your character and what the people who know you best would say you need to work on. I mean, if they're going to give constructive criticism, might hurt a little bit, but be honest. Here's phone number. It's 855-90-BRANT. So 855-90-BRANT. Joelle will ask you that question, too. What would people who know you best, what would they say you need to work on?
Sorry, give me a second to think about that. I think sometimes it's my stubbornness. I could be really stubborn, really bullheaded. If I have my mind set on something, even if it's not necessarily what's best for me or something that's constructive for me, I'll just hang on to it and I'll hold on tight to it until either I get my way or I just kind of become really just driven to the ground by it. Mm-hmm. So I think my stubbornness is probably something that people would point to me and say, and it's not like they come every day and say, like, hey, Joel, you're so stubborn.
You know? Let's get to work on that.
Joel, you big mule.
Yes. Come on, man. But no, I think that's important. Sometimes you just got to let things go.
Now, this is genius. Yes. There's now an egg tray that you can get, and I'm not making this up, that hooks up with the internet. Just the tray that's in your fridge.
And it has the eggs inside.
And it sends you push notifications on your phone to say your eggs are now 5 days from spoiling.
Hmm.
Your eggs are now 4 days, 7 hours, and 20 minutes. And it's, you can sign up for push notifications so that you can stay in contact with your egg tray. So, like, if I'm in a... I'll be honest, like, one of the things about this, I see everybody else getting a lot of texts and interaction from people.
And you don't get
mm-mm.
a lot, okay.
But then I can set my phone out during meetings, too, and be like, oh, I'm getting stuff, too.
Oh, and you look.
And I just make sure it's turned over so people can't tell that it's
actually... that it says egg!
It's from my egg tray. It's not a friend. He's getting notifications from his egg tray.
Don't let anyone see that.
No. Just talking with this guy, Jeremy, on the phone. He also has Asperger's syndrome, which...
He's recently diagnosed,
right? Yeah, as an adult. So I was just curious, like, you're on the phone. Like, how are your phone skills? Do you mind being on the phone? Are you good at it?
Pretty good.
Okay, good. Just curious.
Obviously, there's some times where if I don't have a really clear, good subject matter to speak about, it's very hard for me to come up with something to say.
Yeah. I'm the same way. If we got a topic, I'm good.
But if it's just free conversation, I'm just kind of like tapping my leg, looking at the wall, going, hey, how about the weather?
Dude, that is so right. As somebody who has Asperger's too, but you may be an introvert, have the same deal.
Okay.
But like, that's why I can't, I just, and forgive me for this, but I hate emceeing concerts. Yeah, I hate it.
I know.
Because they send you up on stage. What have I got to say? Hey, how's everybody doing today? Hey! I don't know how to do that. But if they ask me to get up in front of 50,000 people and say, why don't you talk about Cure,
yes.
what the hospitals do, or talk about Jesus in this way, or talk about whatever,
mm-hmm.
fine.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I know, and you're very, very good at it.
But I have to have a thing to talk about. I can't just be like, hey, you guys ready to rock and roll?
Well, you had to MC something, and you text me like, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to
and
say.
And I'm like, well, just talk about the group, or, and you're like, but there's no point.
How y'all doing?
Are you ready to rumble?
I've never understood that either, because it's like, you have a microphone, you're up there, why are you guys yelling at me?
Yeah.
I always thought that with the MCs. Like,
mm-hmm.
you guys are, hey, my best friend, my heart. Like, you got a mic, you can just talk like this. Now, you're the only one with a mic. Sitting out here in the audience,
they're trying to create,
we're the ones
something.
That should be going, I don't know, I think I'm ready to rock, but I'm not sure yet. Babies are born with two questions on their mind. It's true. I actually think this is true. Even if they can't form the question linguistically. But the two questions are, am I loved? And do I get to just do whatever I want? I think that's true. A guy named Dan Allender wrote that. And I thought, you know what? That's true. So you kind of grow up with those two questions in mind. And if you're parenting somebody, just know those are the questions. Am I loved? Do I get to do whatever I want? And the answers for a flourishing human being are yes to the first and no to the second one. Like, no, not whatever you want, because there are other humans involved in your will. Like, if you want to flourish, you don't just do whatever you want. That's actually a ticket to self-destruction. But yes, oh man, are you loved? Wow, you are so loved. You can't even outrun the love that I have for you as a parent, and certainly not God's love. But those are the two questions that people are looking for answers to. And I think it starts day one and then just keeps going. Been kicking this question around today in what we call the Honesty Cafe. Yeah, just please be honest. There's temptation whenever you hear one of these questions to just give the pat answer that makes you sound good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your biggest weakness? Oh, I work too hard. That kind of stuff.
I just care too much.
I care too much.
I'm way too patient.
My level of excellence is too high. That's my weakness. No, but the question today, we'd love to get your answer to this. I'll give you the phone number here in a second, but was what character issue would you say that the people who know you best would say you need to go to work on? Sherry had a good idea of us sharing ours, so I'll go first. I have apparently a harder time telling people in person what I think positively about them than I do telling other people.
Hmm.
For whatever reason. And this hurts, okay? So I'm not acting like it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier for me to tell other people how proud I am of my son than to tell him. Mm-hmm. Now, I did it a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
but it's rare.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for me to extol the virtues of my wife on the radio than it is to tell her, to say that I love my wife,
mm-hmm.
and it is to look her in the eye and say it.
Mm.
And I don't like this about me. I don't think it's good. What I'm saying on the radio or saying about my son or whatever is all true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier. And I'm taking the easy way out.
Mm.
I don't know why it's so hard. I don't know.
I was going to say, why is it the easy way?
I don't know.
Mm.
Why is it hard for me to say that to somebody? I don't have any idea. So... there, put the tie ribbon on that one.
but you know what?
I believe
there are a lot of people that can probably identify with that. I'm sure.
I don't think I'm unique. Like I used to, and I'm like, you know what? There's a lot of people like me. All that said, how would you answer the question? Be honest and vulnerable, okay? For you. And you can just call, connect with us at 855-90-BRANT. That's the number, 855-90-BRANT. And I'd love to get Sherry's take on this, although gave her one.
You did give me one. And it's a big one. It's fear. And I don't know. It's so much a part of me that until people like you actually call it out, I don't even know that I'm doing it.
Yeah. It's odd too. Fear is a weird thing because you are incredibly gutsy when it comes to certain narrow things.
Yes.
Like, putting on a play, writing a play. Who's got the guts to do that? That was insane. I mean, the courage that took off the charts, top 0.1% of humans on the planet could ever pull that off. Like to commit, listen to what Sherry did. She committed to a theater in a production without having written a script yet.
Yeah.
I mean, a major theater in an urban, downtown, big time thing. Didn't have a script, just like I picked a date, we're paying for it, and I'm going to write a script, and we're going to put on a thing. And then it was this majestic, triumphant, almost unbelievably great play that she came up with friends involving talent, like, which you've never seen. But
I can do that. But then there's the flip side.
But you imagine fearful scenarios with people. You're afraid of people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly, so the even shows that depict anything that could mildly, in my mind, happen to me, I won't watch them. I tend to get a smaller apartment when I was living by myself because I didn't want bigger places. I know this is weird, but
I like
to sit in the living room and know that I can see everything in the apartment. It's so constant in me that
that's the thing that
better.
You can look forward to changing. Like not you change, but God changing it with you. And we just lost our diner ambiance.
Yeah, which makes
us we've been talking so long. Sorry, but that's. I just think a lot of people can relate to it. And because God is good, it doesn't. We can move beyond it. We're doing the brackets of awesomeness right now. You just vote on awesome things. And today's matchup, you go to my Facebook page, it's Brant Hansen page, is baby goats against LeBron. And I was thinking what would be fun if you would do this, Sherry, with me. Like, I don't know if you noticed on ESPN, you probably haven't, but it's all argument shows. So it's
arguments?
Like, yeah, someone will come up with some ludicrous thing and the other person defends this and that, and then they just argue.
Okay, so they just take opposite positions of something and then they fight verbally.
I was thinking we could do that. Probably pretty good.
About this?
Yeah. And you don't even have to believe in what you're saying. You just take a position and then I thought we could try it. So I'll be LeBron and you be baby goats. I'll argue for LeBron. He's way more awesome than baby goats because he... not only has the rings, he has three championships. He plays with an unselfish style that other players want to have around him. How awesome is that?
Yeah. Baby goats are babies.
False! That's just false.
We're not supposed to do that.
She's
supposed
crazy.
To each give our...
No. You take a ludicrous... like that's what they do. They get on, they just... they're ludicrous.
And we're supposed to battle back and forth
on and I'm like, oh, you. And then
I
you're like, oh, you.
I don't think I can
you.
Do that about baby goats. I don't think I have it in me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. actually would vote for Baby Goat.
I know, but I like LeBron too.
He's awesome. Anyway, you vote today. That's today's matchup. It's at Brant Hansen page on Facebook. Baby Goats against LeBron. Let your voice be heard. Enough of our arguing. Now it's up to you. Hey, thanks for being a part of the show and listening to it, even if you didn't intentionally do it, but now you are. Thank you.
You're here with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah. One thing, like if you've ever done like personality type studies, there are certain people, and it's the majority of people that they say tend to decide what they think, and then that's just, they defend that to the death, like the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And there's other people that go, huh, maybe I could reconsider this. And it's naturally easier for me. I tell you, if you're somebody who's into the, I don't like rethinking anything, the show can be tougher for you. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, that can be really helpful that you have clarity about what you think and you know, but repentance means rethinking. And so I have to be able to hold up my own ideas. Even the stuff I say on the air, I have to go, well, I could be wrong. I mean, I need to think about that. And I'm not an expert on life, and I know that. So I would encourage you to, like, if you're new to the show, we really may challenge you on things or challenge your thinking or think about something from a different perspective. And I hope that's okay with you. And I hope you don't write us off. And thanks for being friends anyway.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or Brant's book, Unoffendable, go to BrantHanson.com.